Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today in Israel, it's a clear and sunny morning across the country. Tel Aviv enjoys mild temperatures, perfect for a morning stroll. Meanwhile, Jerusalem starts the day with bright skies. Here are today's headlines. First, after 11 hours of discussions, negotiations with Lebanon have been extended by another day, according to Walla. Just in. Also, earlier today, the Times of Israel reported that talks between Israel and Lebanon see more progress, but a deal on IDF withdrawal remains elusive. Also this hour, Prime Minister Netanyahu salutes IDF cadets, praising their spirit following recent challenges, as reported by JNS a short time ago. Separately, a State Department official confirmed to I-24 News that Israel-Lebanon talks will continue in Washington on Thursday morning. And finally, Axios previously reported that Iran fired missiles at Israel, marking potentially significant escalation since the ceasefire. Here's what people are saying online. The account I24NEWS English, a prominent Israeli news broadcaster, posted just minutes ago about the U.S. military considering relocating bases further from Iranian missile range, with Israel among the potential locations. Ynet Global, a widely followed news site, provided satellite images showing damage to the U.S. Navy's Bahrain base, prompting a reassessment of military assets in the region. Posting earlier today, Iris, a conflict monitor, shared that an IDF officer was moderately injured in a clash in southern Lebanon, underscoring ongoing tensions despite ceasefire declarations, posting just under an hour ago. Let's go deeper, starting with the extended negotiations between Israel and Lebanon. Walla reports that discussions in Washington are focused on bridging gaps over IDF withdrawal and Hezbollah disarmament. This round of talks, marked by initial frustration, has seen more progress than previous sessions. A continued diplomatic effort could influence the regional security landscape. Turning to Netanyahu's remarks to IDF cadets, highlighted by JNS, the Prime Minister emphasized the Jewish state's resilience post-October 7th, claiming a psychological victory over its adversaries. These comments come as the nation grapples with ongoing security challenges. Such morale-boosting statements aim to strengthen national unity and resolve amid uncertainty. Meanwhile, the missile attack by Iran, covered by Axios, disrupts the fragile ceasefire. This aggressive move risks reigniting broader conflict, with potential Israeli retaliation expected. The incident adds pressure to diplomatic channels, particularly those involving the U.S., which is mediating peace talks. On the economic front, first, Oracle has announced AI-driven layoffs affecting 21,000 employees, reported by CTEK earlier this week. The restructuring aims to streamline operations, costing the company $1.8 billion. This tech shift highlights the growing influence of AI on corporate strategies worldwide, including in Israel's tech landscape. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reported that SpaceX's stock has plummeted following its recent IPO. The dramatic loss of value has investors reassessing their positions, raising questions about the project's sustainability. This development reflects broader volatility in tech investments relevant to Israeli stakeholders. And finally, from Walla Business, the mayor of Dimona has issued an ultimatum to the Ministry of Finance, threatening to halt municipal activities. The statement, made during the Israeli Construction Center conference, highlights ongoing tensions between local and national government bodies over financial allocations. Such disputes can impact public services and infrastructure development in the region. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 11 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.